situated. So what should be the nightmarish issue of needing a preemptive bittul? The maskana of the Gemara was because of Shema Yimtza Gluski Yofeh. When you're going to find the Gluski Yofeh on the third day of Chol HaMoed, we're not worried about the 72 hours that it was blissfully unaware. That's Chametz She'eni Yadua. Also, you did the best job. You were an Oinus. And you did what you had to do. But then when there's going to be the Gluski Yofeh, you're going to start having Chasaleh. Maybe you'll come to eat it. The Bittul is going to prevent that. Frek the Gemara. But why do you have to do the bittul right after the bedika? Why don't you do the bittul when you find it? You're worried about finding a gluski yafa on the third day of Chol HaMoed. When you find the gluski yafa, do bittul then. As I frek the Gemara, v'chimishkachas le'levatle. So the Gemara answers, no. Dilma, get ready. Dilma, mishkachas le'la'acharisure. Meaning there was a tzad you were going to find this gluski yafa earlier in the morning on Erev Pesach. Especially like the Meiri's shot from yesterday that it was this gluski yafa that you prepared for your post-bedika early morning snack on Erev Pesach. But, you know, you might, ulai, find it also after that, later on in the afternoon, or on the Alan Efana Ganze Pesach. And then, a fascinating yisoy, we've mentioned dozens of times, but today is crunch time for the topic. You can't do bittel after the Zman Easter. Dilma mishkachs lalabasa risurei. Bittul can't be done after this man iser. The Amar Abelazar Shnei Dvarim Aynan B'shusa Shalad Amasan Akasav Kilo B'shusav Elohim Bar B'shusa Rabim B'chametz B'sheish Ayis Ulamala. Frek the Gemara, okay, so do the Bittul in the fourth hour, the fifth hour, the sixth hour, we'll talk about all that. But the Gemara, it wanted that you should do the Bittul when you find it. And the Gemara was mechadish, this concept. You can't do Bittul after this man iser. But when the Gemara elaborates to explain why you can't do bittul after the Zman Isser, the Gemara opens up an earlier wound, an earlier topic. That the emes, technically, since chametz is asar v'ano, it's not yours, a davar of yisurei hano b'hagdara, al pi halacha, it doesn't have any shavius, but it, more than that, there's no bailus on it. It's not shaykh to sell it, it's not shaykh to be mafkir it, it's not shaykh to be mavatul it, it's not shaykh to be makdash it, it's not shaykh to own it, it's not shaloi, it's not bershusai. And if I say it's not bittelable, at today, and this wasn't necessary for the Gemara's Knech, why you can't do bittel, but the Gemara Bavarns already, if we're already on the topic, so then how do you ever have Bal Yirah? There's a Sphira oxymoron Mineu Bey problem that you shouldn't be over Bal Yirah. Shel Chai Ataraya. Ataraya Shel Acherim. There's no Bal Yirah in Chametz of a Goy, of Hektish, of Hefker, or of Yisuri Hana. Light bulb. Chametz is always Yisurei Hano. So the Gemara says a fascinating Zach, that there's a mechanism called Asah and Akosav. Careful how you play with this, how you use it and manipulate it. But the Torah made it yours. Don't go overdo this. Not that you can go be Mekadosh and issue with it or anything else, and you could sell it and whatnot. Or that you should be able to do Bittul on it, for those that want to ask. No, not for none of the above. But to go tell me you're not going to be over Baal Yeroah, the Torah made it, yeah, yours. The Gemara lumps this together with Bar B'Shus HaRabim. We have to be holding in Baba Kama better to understand what's the problem with a bar. You chayiv because you were poisheya. It's in Rishus HaRabim. You chayiv because you were poisheya by digging it. It needs work. We'll see if we get there. There's also a third one, Eish. The Mazik of Eish is also not yours. The Rishonim asked. Let it also say Eish. But let's stick to Chametz B'Pesach. The Gemara is saying that the reason why you can't do bittul is, again, because, backtracking, the truth is the bichlal shouldn't be an issue because there shouldn't be Baal Yiroh because it's Yisuri Hano. No, the Torah said, duh, there is Yisuri Hano, and in spite of the fact it's Baal Yiroh. Okay, but you can't do bittul once the Zman Isser starts. Okay, there's a lot to do. Shaila number one. The Havamina didn't know that, and I know we've known this since the first day of the Zman, but let's, for a few minutes, focus on the fact that the Havamina didn't know this. The Havamina thought Bittul could be done even on Pesach. So when you find the Gluski Yafa on the third day of Chol HaMoed, frek the Gemara, do the Bittul then. So there's a big problem, a big kasha that the Rishonim Shtel and the Achronim talk about it also. We've been saying since the beginning, oi, oi, either you can choose the Bittul system, which, assuming you only, purely chose that, you technically are inviting your friend to Chol HaMoed, and all over your house is prominently displayed chametz, and he asks you what's going on, and he says, it's bittul. What's bittul? Machlokes mishayin. And then there's the other option of search, destroy, remove, v'chulei, bid, dikabir. There is a mahalach quoted in the Kesef Mishnah Perek Beis Halacha Beis, and there are other Rishonim that say it as well. The Ran, Ba'arichos, and the big Ran in the beginning addresses this issue. And those that feel more comfortable with the name, okay, so it's a michtam. The michtam is one of the Rishonim that holds like that. And they have a day like this. Bittul only works on chametz she'eina yidua. Bittul works as a protective measure for the chametz that you're not aware about. You do your best, and then you say, okay, the law yadanalei, the law chazitalei, the law, and you make a bittul. But there's no such thing as bittul on chametz yidua. The Ran, in the beginning of the parak, came to attack that. He doesn't quote the michtam by name, but that's what he's going on. And again, it's a michtam. The Meiri brings a zatzad. There's a kesef mishnah. There's a gears in the Rambam, Azoy in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. It's a big shaila. How to be gears in the Rambam? I want to talk about this shita for a minute and appreciate it and shtel on a meiridik and nekuda. You're telling me that bittul only works on chametz she'ein yidua, and then I get it. By the way, about the oy oy, you don't need to still talk about oy oy anymore. Faker, it's working in a tandem. You do bedik and beer, and then to protect yourself from the chametz that you don't know about, you do bittul. Why do you need to protect yourself for the chametz that you don't know about? It's chametz she'ein yidua. When it will become yidua, I'll deal with it. It could be that these shittas hold that you are over on chametz she'ein yidua, and they're not only worried about the bittul for when you will find it, but they do want to protect it for the ein yidua. But this shita holds you don't need bittul. Bittul is not appropriate. Bittul is not negeya by chametz yidua. Frech the Ran, a whole bunch of kashas. Pesachim zayin amad aleph, a talmud yoshev lifnei rabbi, and he knows that he has chametz in his house, and he's mevatel beliba because he can't leave shir. The Mishnah daf mem tes. He knows that there's chametz in his house, and since he has no other choice, he's mevatel b'libay. And the third one is kikra b'shmei kaira. He knows about the kikra b'shmei kaira. And they say, you did bittul. How do you do bittul? It's chametz yidua. Fair enough, three bomb kashas on chametz yidua. There's a fourth one, and it's the bombest kasha, and I want to talk about it. The Gemara here in Pesachim asks, why do I need to do bittul because of the gluski yafe? What's the problem? When I find the gluski yafe, I'll do the bittul then, when I find it. And the Gemara answers, respect. You're not allowed to do bittul after the Zman Isser. I know. That's where it was mechabesh, that you say. But there's a more basic issue over here. How can the Gemara suggest you're going to do bittul on the gluski yafe when you find it? When you find it, it's yadua. It's spitz chametz yadua in your face. Ad kidekach, this is the most important question to ask. Because on the other three questions, I'd rather have an answer. What was the other three questions we asked according to the shita that holds you not allowed to do bittul on chametz yidua? The Talmud Yoshev Lifnei Rabbi, the Shmei Kaira, and the Hayav L'Shchei Pischa. On those three, I already said to Rutzu. And I explained already a few times when we talked about this topic. We did it on the Vase when we handled the Ran. It came up other times as well. Any yidua is the pshat, you're not capable of destroying it. When chametz is there in front of you and you can destroy it, don't just rely on bittul. When you don't know about it, actually you do, but you're on the way to Shechta Korban Pesach, or you're stuck in the middle of Shir, or it's in the Shmei Kaira, so you're not able to. So then you do bittul. Even if you don't pardon, he said the lashon is, he says to just say stamazay, something is rubbish, that's rubbish. But if you're not stamazay saying it's rubbish, because you don't know about it, or you're not capable about it, so then you just back up plan B called bittul. And that answers all those questions. Over Chazar no Ladino, what does the Gemara mean? That why do you have to do bittul on Erev Pesach when you're blissfully unaware about the gluski yafe? What's the problem? You're worried about a gluski yafe? When you find the gluski yafe, then you'll do bittul. And again, I remind you, the Gemara answers. You can't do bittul after Zman Isser. I'm going to try to get to that topic today as well. But what was the Gemara even asking? This is the Ein Lecha Raya Gadol Mizeh, that bittul does work on chametz yidua.
The answer could be Kenzai. It could have answered that. But it gave this answer. We
could
ask the same
thing. That's one tarot. I want to say four other terutzim. That I want to have other terutzim. Before I tell you a tarot, you should know the michtam is the rishon that we are quoting that says bittul doesn't work on chametz yidua. And this I've never shared with you. But you know, there's a gemara that the michtam holds is a riot to his shita. We've been asking kashas on the michtam shita. The michtam says bittul doesn't work on chametz yidua. What about the haylech l'shchag pischai, lama les benoi, yoshev lifnei rabbi, gluski yafe, kika b'shmei kaira? We've answered most, or kima all of them. But let's talk about what the raya to the michtam is. There's a gemara in Pesachim Daf Chav Zayin, a gemara we quoted a few times, but not in context of this michtam. That Rabbi Yehuda's shita was that Bir Chametz is b'sreifa, and they asked Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbanan, how could you be so hung up to be machmer dafka with wood? Nothing else, no pirer b'zayir v'l'ruach. No, v'loy matzah eitz in l'sarfai. What did the gemara ask? What? Yeah, yoshev batel. And we've always been asking, you're not going to be yoshev batel, even if you don't have wood. You could always do bittel. Says the michtam, no, you can't, because it's chametz yadua. That's what the Gemara means to ask. What are you going to do? It's chametz yadua. Bittel doesn't work on chametz yadua. By the way, we've said other truths to this kasha. That maybe the Gemara over there means that it's chametz of kibbol olav achrayis, which you can't do bittel on, or maybe it's erev pesach when it's when this when what else would he answer? Maybe it's after the Zman Isser that you can't do bittel anymore. Maybe it's after the Zman Isser, or maybe we taka said Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the bittel. We entertain that Rabbi Yehuda who holds Sreifa is taka. Sreifa, no pirazar al ruach, no bittel as well. There are many pshatim with it, but be aware the michtam that's the michtam's flagship makar. But again, so the kasha alein, what did the Gemara mean that you're going to do bittel on chametz yedua? The gluski yof is the spitz chametz yedua, and the Gemara is asking that you're able to do bittel on the chametz yedua. Bomb kasha on the michtam and his shita. The Sfasemis has a very big arichas on this topic. We didn't print it in the Marmakamis because it's 4 pages, but we did say to look it up. Sfasemis has quite a lot of tires. I'm going to just speak out 1 or 2 pratim. Sfasemis says a nice chat. He says, bittel only works on chametz she'eni yedua when you're talking about bittel of tashbisu. You know, there's a mahalat that bittel is somehow a kiyum of tashbisu. It's within the mechanism of tashbisu. And within that marechet, within that system, these are the rules. When it's yedua, physically destroyed. When it's not yedua, then you can do bittel. But you can't do bittel of tashbisu on chametz yedua. But then the Sfasemis says, pulls that from his back pocket, he says, but there's another kind of bittel. There's bittel of hefker. And bittel of hefker maybe could work even on chametz yedua. Okay, shkoyach, but we're going the shittas that say that you don't do bittel on chametz yedua. Bittel of hefker is a problem because, like, the Ramban asks 7 kashas that it's not exactly hefker, and I'm not chazering all the kashas of the Ramban. And we explain that the shittas that hold a bittel of hefker have a mechanism that you're saying bittel now and it's not happening yet. It's that when it's going to be asan akosav in a few hours from now, when it's going to click into the asan akosav, I'm preempting it and preventing it. A whole patent, interesting system of bittel of hefker that I'm preventing the asana kosef. Let me tell you something, says this Sfasemis. Those rishonim, those shitas, that flagship, hold, betherish, bittel doesn't work on chametz yedua. Let me tell you something, he says. Bittel doesn't work on chametz yedua as tashbisu, because tashbisu only works on chametz she'eni yedua. Aye, but let the bittel work as hefker? No, they're anti that, because they don't hold to this delayed reaction thing that I'll do the bittel now on Erev Pesach, and 14 hours later will kick in. But when you find the Gluski Yafa and third day of Chol HaMoed at 3:33, and you're holding in the Havamina that you're allowed to do Bittel even after the Zman Isser, then Avada you can do the Bittel on Chametz Yedua, the Hefker style one. Right now, I'm doing the Bittel in front of my face on the Bittel of Hefker of Chametz Yedua. We never had a problem with that. We only were saying that you can't do Bittel of Tashbisu. An Einfal, a Shtikel Tayer of the Sfasemis. One other Prat from the Sfasemis, and then a Vart from Rav Nochem, and then we're going to go weiter. The shita that holds you can't do bittel on chametz yedua. I know the michtam is the one that says it. The kesef mishnah brings it sad. They had a nice raya from the gemara daf chav zayin. But what's the reasoning behind it? And we've said it already. But this is not the same rubbish pshat as before. I'm saying something different now. The attitude was that for a guy to invite his friend on Chol HaMoed, the third day of Chol HaMoed, and his friend comes in and the house is full of chametz prominently displayed everywhere, and he says, Rabbi Yid, you know, Yiddishkeit, Psochen, Chametz, Matzah. And he says, no, Bittel. That, those who shall you say, no. There's something else going on. That's not how Pesach works. But when a person did choose to do Bedika, I'm not even talking because he's Heilach Lishvet Pisach and stuff. He did do Bedika, and he did Bedika Beer, and he chose the whole hustling, his Amtsus and his Shtadlus system. And then Becholichin, for backup, you find the Gluski Yafa now. Okay, then you can be Mavatel, even if it's Yedua. We don't have a problem with Chametz Yedua in your face. I did my best. Now there's a Gluski Yafa here. What do you want me to do now? We were only anti-Bittel on Chametz Yedua, as in totally ignoring the system. Yeah, Pesachim is Al-Anech V'Nagan Tzior. That That bittul of chametz yiduah we're against. Azayis of the Sfas Emes has another teretz.
It doesn't work.
Whether you want to say it's a takana derabbanan or in the gedarim of the deraisa gufa, that's what the demands are. Yesh loden, if he means on a deraisa realm or a derabbanan realm. Now I'm going to skip a few other things, but I want to say one ma'ir to gevart from Rav Nochem, which is a misunderstanding of everything. But it's a powerful nakuda. It took me a long time to get to the nakuda. I think this is the way to say it. Tashbisu. What does Tashbisu tell you to do? Well, Rabbi Huda says, Dafka Sreifa. To the extent that they're upset that if there's no wood, what are you going to do? Stam as they sit around. The other Tanayim said, no, other various forms of physical destruction is also an option. But then we talked about doing Tashbisu B'Leiv. And I'm not even getting hung up. Is it Afar or just in my mindset? Or B'chal, is it in the Gavra, the Rashiva was always talking about it, that the person, Chametz and him, you know, him alone, they're not buddies, it's Anders. It's not in my world. It's in a different world. All those things. So what's the real way to do Tashbisu? Literally, physically, it's ashes? Literally, physically, it's just drowned and crumbled? Or philosophically, all of the above? But let me tell you something. The rule is, there's always a better way to do it. When we say bittul doesn't work on chametz yedua, what we mean is, because if it's yedua, and you know about it, and you're not on the way to Shechta Karban Pesach, or sitting in Shir, and it's there in front of you, yeah, you could do bittul. You could do bittul. And it does what it does, but there's something better to do. And it was never a question of whether you could or can't, it's just a question of this levels. Bearing that in mind, the whole kasha was a klutz kasha. When you do bittul on Erev Pesach, because you're worried you might find a gluski yafa, when you're doing the bittul on Erev Pesach, before you found the gluski yafa, was the gluski yafa yedua? No, and that's why the whole Welt was saying, oh, it's better to do the bittul then. Then it's going to be a bittul on chametz she'eni yedua. Says Rav Nochem, I don't care if you do the bittul on Erev Pesach when you don't know about the gluski yafa, or on the third day of Chol HaMoed when you do know about it, before the half minute that we don't know that you can't do bittul after Zman Yisrael. There was always the idea that bittul is what it is, but if you're something better to do, something better to do. But there's no difference if you're going to do the bittul on the gluski yafa when you find it, or you did it 4 days ago. The whole hanukh of the kasha was, it's better to chaperai to do the bittul on the potential gluski yafa when it's still unknown, because bittul on chametz yedua is no good. No, bittul on chametz yedua is bittul on chametz yedua. If there's something better to do, better to do.
No, the
sasemis was a vart of when you chose to do bediku beer. The gedarim are different. You know, it's a cousin. Let me think about it. But especially if you can start saying if it's a deraisa together, or the baruch together, and this. But here it's a different akuda because it's a dingarai with whole kasha. We never said that bittul on chametz yedua is a shvach or a maisa bittul or something. Bittul is bittul, and it's a form of tashbisu. Avada, when there's better forms of tashbisu, do the better forms. That pluska yof avada you should destroy as well also. But the idea that whether I chapped around the bittul when it was still not yedua or I did the bittul when it was yedua is irrelevant. Is irrelevant. Now there's more, but now we're going straight into the other chelik of the sugi vasana kosef kibah meshusi, and I want to explain. The Gemara got back and said, "No, you're not going to do bittul on the gluska yofa when you find the 333 and Chol HaMoed, because then it's way too late. Because bittul can't be done bechlal whatsoever at all, gornish, once it's the zman iser." And the Gemara could have said it right, just like that. Bittul doesn't work after the zman iser. But the Gemara gave a dramatic shtickle Torah, which is supposedly necessary, as I state in the Gemara, and I want to work on it. That Be'emes, there's a preliminary discussion to have. That lechara, how do you ever have Isra Bal Yirah? It's not yours because it's Yisuri Hanah. Elamite Torah has a built-in mechanism that, oh, ha-ha, it is, deal with it. And then you have to deal with it, but you either deal with it. But by the way, could you destroy chametz once it's Zman Isra? Yeah, that you still could do. Right? What can't you do? You can't sell it. You can't do bit. Could you sell to a guy? Sell to a guy? Find chametz, sell it, sell to a guy?
No.
I want to talk about it. I mean, it's not going to help selling it to a goy at 333 for the first 72 hours. I want to know if for Hala, can you sell it to a guy? We'll see. But you know what? Let's open up with a meiridik in akuda. Isuri hana. There's a ksais which I brought in the Bar Mekoymes, and I want to talk about shteid in akuda. It's a little yeshivish, but it's not. There's two basic things called shaloi and brishusai. Can we become familiar with them? Sometimes a person can own something and it will be shaloi and brishusai, right? That's easy. And actually, this is also easy, without being a gronik and all that. If Reuven owns, not chametz on Pesach, just a chetet. If Reuven owns a car, and it's his and it's brishusai, So it's Shaloi of Reuven and it's Peshusei of Reuven. Is it Shaloi of Shimon's? No, and it's not Peshusei of Shimon's. Yeah, right? Yeah. Shaloi and Peshusei, it's two things. Samen V, yeah? Checklist? Okay. Where do you have combos? Where do you have something that's Shaloi but not Peshusei and Peshusei not Shaloi? There are many, just an easy one so we can start the conversation rolling. Pun not intended. What? Master Seichel Rebbeinu David, I prefer though, Gazel, I prefer Gzela. On a Chepetz HaGozel, it's Shaloi of the Nigzal, but it's Peshus the Gazlan. It's not Peshus the Nigzal. Now, let's talk about something that's Isuri Hano. Isuri Hano. Avoy Dezora, Orla, Chametz on Pesach. Isuri Hano. There's a concept that we talk about, and most Rishonim hold, that Isuri Hano is valueless. It's not just that it's rather not worth $2, $1, 50 cents, Gornish, Mama, no, zero, yeah, no, it's more than that. It's not shaviusable bechlal. It's not owner doesn't have shaitis to yecholus of bayus bechlal. And many Rishonim hold Isurei Hano. I mean, it looks like, if a guy would eat it, but or use it or whatever the item is, but kacha Isurei Hano orla vaydzorak laikarem chametz. It's not shaloi. It's not peshusim. The Ksois puts down a fascinating concept. He brings a Rivosh and a Rashba, which is not a Rashba, it's a Ritva, and it has to be a Ritva because it's a Chuvas Rashba Faker, but Jimmy deals with that. But he brings Rishayim, as quoted, a Rivosh and a Ritva. Get ready, because it's fascinating. Isurei Hano is Shalcha. It is. It's Shalcha. There's no problem. We have no problem fathoming, being soivel, being accepting that when something is Asar Bano, it's still yours. It's valueless, but it's still yours. What is it not? It's not Peshusei. Now, I don't think there's a shita that says Fakert, that it's Peshusei but not Shaloi. The options are either it's neither, it's not Peshusei, not Shaloi, or it's yes Shaloi, it's just not Peshusei. And the Ksais has a whole stickle territory for sure on this goal, which is Ayin Shalom, I don't want to deal with it. There's a major issue though. Our Gemara says, a fascinating wow, that you would never be able to bali raw, bali mozi, except that the Torah has a built-in mechanism of a moira de kechidish that, even though it's not, we're playing make-believe. Rak rega. According to this Rivosha and the Ritva, Isuri Hana, before chidushim of Asana Kasif, is it yours? Yeah. It's just not for Shuscha. You're not over bali raw on chametz that's yours, that's not for Shuscha, without fancy Asana Kasifs. Again, I'm going to ask it. If you're not over Baal Yirah on chametz that's yours, just it's not Pershuscha, can you give me another example of chametz that's yours, that's not Pershuscha? The Mechilta. Throw out the window. Have I said? This is an important announcement. The Rishonim that hold that Isurei Hano is Yeshelcha, just not Pershuscha. And the Asoan HaKosev was confronting the Pershuscha Knech. And you needed to have, it's Ki'ilu, it's Bershuscha. My opinion doesn't stem with that machin of Rishonim and Ga'inim and the Mechilta and that whole Balagan that you're not over when it's, that you still are over when it's not Bershuscha. Because if you still are over when it's not Bershuscha, you don't need an Asa and a Kasa. Fact. So choose your option. Either Isurei Hano is not Shulcha and not Bershuscha, and that's what the Asa and a Kasa was confronting. Or no, it is Shulcha, it's only not Peshuscha, but not Peshuscha, you're not over, and you need an Asa and a Kasa for that. Now, regardless of that, the Asa and a Kasa has to kick in. And now, everything is a Balagan. Where to start? The Rosh Yosef, the Minchas Chinuch, and many Achrayim want to say, Chiddush, if you have Chametz, that happens to be is Asr Bahana for another reason as well. It's Oral Chaya Kerem of Avodah Zarah. You won't be over Baal Yirah. Because Asa and Akasav is built in for the system and for the system only, and it gets glitches when other things get into the system. And the minute this Chametz, prior to Pesach, was, as mentioned, Asr Bahana, Avodah Zarah, Oral Chaya Kerem, so it's not Shulcha. It's not Peshuscha. It's neither. And Asana Kosov magically is not going to yet make it. So you're not over. You can have it in your house. The other guy that invites his friend and he sees Chametz all over the house and says, what's going on? He said, it's Arla. It's Arla. It's Baya Karen. It's Avodah Zarah. Shalchoy at the Raya. At the Raya Shalachayim. The other Achrayim say, no, Asan HaKosov, if it works for the Chametz, there's like a Migu. It works for the other Isser Hana as well. Rabbi Chanan speaks out. You have Chametz on Pesach. It's the third day of Chol HaMoed. You are being Oiver Bal Yirah, because for 72 hours, Chametz be'en, be Yidua, you're a Rosha, you weren't Mevatel, it's prominently. What?
30 for Chol HaMoed.
Chol HaMoed what?
30
Chol
HaMoed, first
of the Yom Tov,
that means
Chol HaMoed. Yeah. 24 hours. Okay, so we'll discuss at night, say the details of how many hours it is. Say that we'll go with Shai Yismani, smoking a Ram al-Khumra, we'll work it out. Say that, can we continue the discussion? Zav Rav Chanan, you take that Chametz and you've been being Oiver Bal Yirah on it for all that time, and you're Oiver Avodah Zarah to it, you're Meshtachav it to it, you're Oiver Avodah Zarah. Now, when you're Oiver Avodah Zarah to something, it becomes Aser Bahana. Now, I'm glad I don't want to confuse myself from yesterday's daf. And daf yomi, you can't be Oiver Avodah Zarah to something that doesn't belong to you. If you Meshtachav it to your friend's behemoth, it doesn't become Aser Avodah Zarah. So, whose Chametz is this? Maybe I saw an akasif, so it is yours? I don't know. What?
Do a maisa.
Only if you do a maisa in the chayfet itself. Oh, so you did a maisa in the chayfet itself. Okay, fine. I have it said you don't have to do a maisa in the chayfet itself, because you know whose chametz it is? Is. I saw an akasif. Yeah? But Zog Rabbi Chanan, now that you're Eved Avodah Zarah, it becomes Osir as another reason. Also, now there's no Mabal Yirah anymore, because now it's Osir for another reason. Other Achanim say, no, too late. It already was Asan HaKosuvd. Now, if I'm not mistaken, there's a shtickel Torah in the Reb Chaim Oizer and the Achiezer, many other Achanim also, but I'm specifically zoning into the Achiezer because he was a brother-in-law of Rabbi Chanan, and it looks like they're arguing. If someone has a way to make this shtim, I don't know. If you sell your chametz to a goy on Pesach, now it's not so posh how you could sell your chametz to a goy on Pesach, because it's not yours. How are you machas something that's not yours? It's not yours. It's not shulcha. It's not brishuscha. And the Asana Kosev has only been a gay Bal Yirah. I don't know why the Asana Kosev would allow it, but you should make a mekach. But let's work it out. You do siluk, and the goy will do kinyan mashiach v'hagbo, chalifah. I don't know. You work it out that the goy is kainit. So Rav Chaim Oizer says, no, you're still being Oiver Bal Yirah. Because for the first 72 hours, pardon, what was going on, even though it was Isuri Hana, why were you being Oiver? Because even though, whatever, I'll tell you the rules of Chosh and Mishpat, it's really not yours, but, Avraduch, you're Oiver. I don't care if you sold it to a guy now. Avraduch, you're Oiver. If you sold it to a guy before Pesach, Chamash al Nachri, without Kibal Achrayas, Shalchayat the Raya, the Raya Shalacharen. You attempt to do that on Yom Tov, too late. The Havmina didn't know that yet. That Havmina didn't know that. The Havmina didn't know a lot of things. That Havmina is pre a lot of information we're dealing with. The Havmina didn't know about Asana Kosov, it didn't know the Chachmi Anglias Kash of Asia, it didn't know a lot of things. Avada. That's what's so geschmack about the sugya, to go get back and forth. And that's why I wanted to discuss the michtam topic before. Because I've seen there are others that want to answer the michtam's kasha a different way also. They're just in that Havmina, the whole system is running different, and then it's fair. You can't ask the Pitulam Chametz to do a kashas either at that point. Another teretz, Vidai v'chakima v'remiza. But akaponim, in this system running, be'etzim it's really not supposed to be shalcha and b'rishuscha, and the Torah made an asana kosov. How does that trigger in? But there's more to it. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Chametz as mutter ba'ana. Fregen alach reinim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the whole system it has to be wired differently, but let's start wiring it. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Chametz as mutter ba'ana. So do you need asana kosov? L'chayr Chametz is yours. It is b'rishuscha. So you shouldn't, the whole system is rigged such that you never need Asa HaKosov. Problem, according to many Mishayim, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili mid the Rabbanon, they did Asa Rit Hanoh. And now you have a problem, because the Issa the Rabbanon of Hanoh is gonna cause it that it's not yours, and there's no Asa HaKosov, because Chazal don't make things up. You can't make things up like that by yourself. And then it shouldn't be ever Bal Yirah. You could, that's one of the many words, and they say that they made an Asana Kosa. Where did they get the idea from? From the other Shita, yeah? They got it from the opposition. They hold that it's Mutter Ba'ano, and then they made up a new concept, and then they, maybe. But you know what? I have a shayla like this. There's a Mahalach to say, the Nesivus goes like that, the Makar Chaim. He says, even like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Chometz is Mutter Ba'ano. Of Ravada, Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Chometz is supposed to be destroyed on Pesach. There's a din of Tashbisu. There's a din of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotze. Feed it to a dog as you're getting rid of it. But the etzim, you have to get rid of it. The etzem fact, if this is something that has to be gotten rid of, that also has no value. That's also the same way there's a yisoid that isuri hanor has a din that it's not shalcha and not prashuska and needs a son a kasav. Hu adin, the etzem fact that you have to destroy the chametz already brings upon it that it's not worth anything and has no value and therefore you're not the owner of it and it needs an ason akosef. The problem is, I saw the stifler asks, there is a way to keep it till after Pesach without destroying it, even though Rabbi said really. What? You can do bittel. And if you do bittel, and then after Pesach, it comes back, regardless of whether bittel is that it's dirt for 7 days or forever or you change your mind, but it does come back. And then it wasn't something that was, why should I be magdirid halachically chashen mishpat style as something that I don't own if I have a patent that I could be able to do bittel? The stipler is on that. Another problem though, there's a few other nekudas I want to be mashlim. The gra shita is your ayver bal yira even on chametz that's not yours. So there's a klutz kasha that the Velt asks. Why do I need a sana kosev? Why do I need a sana kosev? Reuven is ayver bal yira even if it's not his chametz. It's Shimon's chametz. Why do I need and kacha zeres hakosev? So what do you? How could it be bal yira? It's not yours. It's, okay, you're ayver bal yira when it's not yours, and it's a klutz kasha. Yes, Reuven is ayver on Shimon's chametz, but it's got to be Shimon's chametz. It's not Shimon's chametz because it's Isuri Ano, and Isuri Ano is not yours, and it's not Bershuska. The Torah has to make it Shimon's in order for Reuven to be over. That's why the Tzlach is Mesupik on Daf Chavtes. I mentioned it three times already over the past few weeks. What about a Cheir Shaita B'Katan? Chametz of a Cheir Shaita B'Katan. What's the Oymek of the Tzlach Shaila? Do we say Asan Akosa for the Katan? And Memela now, so Reuven's over. Well, no, it doesn't get started. Maybe it doesn't get started. But Avada the Asan Akosa has to start from the angle of the other guy. And then the shayla is, can you sell it to a guy? Now, an oisphere. The Gemara says that there are two things that are asana kasev. Chametz bepesach and barbash asarabim. Chametz bepesach, again, we set up the system running as such that really, since it's going to be Asar Bahana and we'll add the Nesivah says Yimachoyev to destroy it thingy, so really it shouldn't have a Tyrus of Shalcha and Bershuscha and no Bailus, and as such it's ownerless, and as such you shouldn't be Eiver Bal Yira. But then the Torah went and said, Duh, you are Eiver Bal Yira. Now the Lashon of Rashi is, the Torah made it yours, Lehischayev Alei, and so the Yeshivish's Klerach Hakira, is Rashi talking about Bal Yira or Tashbisu? Does he talk about the Chiv of Tashbisu? Or does he mean you being Eiver Bal Yira? Tashbisu about Yira. Maybe it should have said Lavar Alehen. What's Lehischayev Alehen? They kvetchayes this dig, but may I suggest there's a partner here. Chametz bePesach has a chavrusa. Chametz bePesach's chavrusa is Barbash Asarabim. Barbash Asarabim also, and I asked already, Lachar, you dug the bar. Why isn't it your problem? It's not. You're only chayev because the Torah made it as if it's yours. So Rashi, Lehischayev Alehen. Rashi's going on the bar. By bar, it's more appropriate to say l'hischayev alein. Now, if you're holding a baba kama, you'll ask, what do you mean it's also usher to make a bar? Yeah, but let me tell you a chiddush. And it's a profound chiddush, but I'm saying it quickly. This, that it would be usher to make a bar, I don't think you need asana kosef. It would be usher even if not for asana kosef, because there's a groma, and there's a lefneiver, and there's whatever the reasons why it's usher to make a bar. You need the asana kosef l'hischayev alein to pay money. And that's what Rashi's saying. You need the asana kosef l'hischayev alein. And now I have a shiloh. So we have two things. We have bar and Pesach. So let's talk about bar for a minute. If a guy has a bar doesn't have to be dafka a hollow 10 tefach hole in the ground. Avnoi, sakinu, yomasoi, you put something on the ground that someone is going to trip on. So if you put a bar, avnoi, sakinu, masoi, and rishus harabin, really it's not yours because it's rishus harabin, and you were mafkir the avnoi, sakinu, masoi, and it's not yours, so why are you chayv? I saw on the cost of that it's yours. Could you do bittel? Bittel. No? Bittel.
No, that's a bal yira.
Why? So I'm thinking of a teretz just now. It fell in my head a teretz. You can't do bittel after the Zman Isser.
Which
was very good. It's after the Zman Isser. Which is very nice. But is that the answer?
You make it into offer?
Why not? No, so you know what, one second, I have a shiloh. Let's say this bar, what's the, when it's not a hollow thing in the ground, what is the Rosh HaTevis of Asum? Amnes Gemasai. What if, let me just think, not a Gliski Yofa, no, not a Gliski Yofa. A guy took a very not Gliski Yofa, hard like a rock, piece of chometz, and he put it in the ground on Erev Pesach as a barbershah sarabin. And he's mevatel chometz stick. So could the bittel work also for the barbershah sarabin? Can we converge the two sugyas? If he did bittel for the chometz, does that help for the bar? Or you're still going to insist that I shouldn't memishnisht. Memishnisht, I know, you're memishnisht on Pesach. Memishnisht. But even more, I heard a shaila from an Adam Gadol.
Is everybody asking why we can't just stop from mevatel the bar versus
that? I asked that first, and then I said, if you want to say not, I asked that. And then I said, but there is by Pesach, can the two things converge? But I have a shaila. The Rosh Yosef says that there's no din of chametz bePesach if it's Yisuri Hanoah, if it's Avoy Dezor. Why? Because the whole Asana Kosev is only Legabe Bal Yirah of the... Legabi the Bal Yirah for the Isra of the Chametz. But at Kamer at the Chametz is also Asra al Savoy the Zorah. On the Isra of the Zorah, there was no Asana Kosev, so you won't be Oiver Bal Yirah. What if the Avdi Sikhinim Asoy of the Bar is Avoy the Zorah? There's no Asana Kosev now. You have the Rosh Yosef. I'm asking, do you have Bittel? The Gemara put chametz and bar together. I'm asking, is there bittel by bar like this bittel by chametz? Is there a Rosh Yosef by bar like this a Rosh Yosef by chametz? And if you're not to freedom with that shaila, what I'm asking is, what if the bar is chametz? Will you say that is bittel by bar and that is bittel by what's wrong? What?
What if bar is that? Damaging someone
else. Right.
You can't change it.
It's not going to change it. If there wouldn't be Asoh and Akosev, 1 second, we have to respect that the Gemara made Bar a Kavrusa of Pesach. It's a Chiddush, Asoh and Akosev. Entertain the thought that the Torah didn't make Asoh and Akosev by the Bar. It's not yours, and therefore we didn't make it yours. It's still causing damage, and you're not going to have to pay because it's not yours. So you needed a Chiddush called Asoh and Akosev. I have a prima godem that when you implement the Asana Kosov mechanism, rather by Pesach, but I'm making it Sushal, the Gemara put them together, that if it's Osir Banov for another reason also, there's suddenly a glitch, and we do not let the Asana Kosov by Pesach click it. So I'm in all seriousness asking that when you have an Evan Sakini Masoi that's made out of Avodah Zarah, I know someone's going to get damaged, but if you have an Evan Sakini Masoi that's made out of Avodah Zarah, and I have a Gemara here that says the only reason you're going to be high because he got damaged, that I know his foot is hurting, but the only reason he's going to be chayv is Asoh and Akosev. And I have a prima godin who says that when it's Avoy Dezorah, we do not allow the Asoh and Akosev. So klap the cup and bond, explaining how the system's going to work. Why should he be chayv to pay? This is what I was asking. So again, I'm going to repeat the questions. We have chametz bePesach and bor, and the Gemara put them b'chad amachta. The Gemara put them b'chad amachta Asoh and Akosev. And in all honesty, there's a Gemara that bittel, if it's done koydim zman isurai, prevents the Asoh and Akosev by chametz. We have a Rosh Yosef that if it's asur b'hanoah misiba noy sefes, it prevents it. Are those dinim true by bar? And if you weren't happy with that, what if the bar is a piece of chametz? I'll end with one last shayla that I spoke at a few weeks ago. Chametz of a goy, shekibel olav achrayis. According to the yisoid of the sugi, the yichayv askibel olav achrayis, we brought rayis. It could be over there you don't need asur b'hanoah. Because anyways it's a goy. For the goy it's not asur. And you're chayv because you took achrayis to the goy. So it could be you don't need the mechanism of chametz of Asoh and Akosev, which is fine. You don't need Asoh and Akosev. That's fine. But I want to say a chiddush. If you have chametz of a goy, that's klai akarim of Avodah Zarah, arlo, v'chule, you will be oiver bal yirah, even like the Rosh Yosef, because the Rosh Yosef states that it prevents the Asoh and Akosev. Asoh and Akosev is irrelevant by kibbol olav achrayis. What? And what if that is? Oh, that's what I'll leave for the Talmud. Okay, and what if that is?
This is really unheard of.
That I didn't say. That was your right stuff.
The unheard of for Chametz. Hefker works for Chametz, does that work for us, correct?
Oh, Hefker would be another child. Excellent, excellent.
No, the high key so far is I just want to say I have Hefker.
Right. So you see me now, you're Bates now. But on the other hand, you're asking good. You're asking good.
What?
You're asking good.
I think the reason we need it. What do we require?